We've had a Friends of Stony Stratford Library organisation for 6 years, and we've had two objectives. One is to put on events. For example, last year about 500 people came to events in the library, but the other thing was to have a mechanism to go straight into action should there be any threats to the library.
And has there been a threat?
Well, we're threatened with closure by Milton Keynes Council. We're part of Milton Keynes. And so Milton Keynes Council, like all the other councils, having to reduce budgets because of central government policy, decided they would close two libraries, one in Woburn Sands and this one, which is one of the best used of the local libraries in Milton Keynes.
And do you think that the council lending money on a library is a good use of the funds at this time?
I think what people in local government tend to think is that they deliver a library service. They don't always see it in action with other elements. For example, we do a lot of work with the local schools, supporting all their work for literacy. The library also provides a secure base for people who have mental breakdowns, and who, being introduced back into sort of not public, but you know what I mean, coming out of their own personal sphere, getting used to being out in the public game. They're brought to the library here. And so we relate culturally and socially to all kinds of other things. It's not just the delivery of books. It's what the library is used for. And we've had a library here for 60 or 70 years. And it's part of the local community. It's a vital cog in the machine.
What has your protest actually been? What is the physical instantiation of your protest? And how many people, or how popular has it been?
For example, to remove the stock of books here, there had to be well over 1,000 people taking out the number they were allowed to remove. In terms of letters that went to the council in protest about our library being put on the list for closure, there were something like 1,400 letters went. In terms of a petition that we are doing both online and physically here in the library, again, it's well over 1,000 people.
So at the moment, there's no books in your library?
There are only reference books. 17,000 have gone.
Can you just describe what it looks like now? Is it sort of desolate? Or?
Well, it's... I'm just looking... I'm downstairs, and I'm looking at the children's section, and there are no books. There are just CD-ROMs and DVDs.
And when are you expecting the books to come back?
Oh, they'll probably come back in a week, because obviously we don't want to stop the service operating for people who want to take books out.
How has Milton Keynes Council responded? Have they given you any assurances that you're not going to get closed?
Milton Keynes Council, I think, have been taken a little bit aback by the volume and the extent of the protest. People are very angry here in Stony Stratford. We think of it as our library. In fact, the library initially came from local action, but of course, like other things, as local council services grew, it was sort of taken in. I think they're a bit surprised that it's caused such furore.